we're live, baby. Episode number 17, Alan. Number 17. What are we calling episode number 17? I don't even know. You didn't even say nothing to me, Alan. What the hell's going on here?
My bad. It's... Oh, God damn. I can't
Bemidji
read.
Bemidji and Delight.
Bemidji and Delight.
Bemidji and Delight. Bemidji and Delight.
Sorry.
Alan, you know what? Alan's got, you know, his one of his biggest responsibilities is to name the podcast. Every now and then I'll come in and go, hey, we're going to name it this today.
And then I drop the ball.
Yeah, then Alan just really names him. All the names, all the quacky, we got quacky names all the time that he names all the titles of the podcast. This is episode number 17. Paul's here, of course. Alan's here. And then we have a special guest. Mr. Stephen Miller is in the house. Hold on. All right.
What, is this working? You got to turn it up.
There we go. You got Stephen Miller.
Well played.
You got Stephen Miller in the house today. There's Stephen over there. Hello, Stephen. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on the show.
Stephen Miller. Stephen, you look good on camera, Stephen.
Yeah, I'll back that up a little bit.
You go. Yeah, you got to back him up a little bit, but... So everybody, Stephen Miller is a brewer, and he has his own brewing company. It's called Bear Arms Brewing. So B-E-A-R, like a beer.
Bear, yeah, like it was originally created to be a pun on the Second Amendment.
Right. So for me, I love the amendment. Trust me, I got it. When I say beer, because of my New York accent, it just sounds like beer.
Right.
Like everything sounds the same. So just beer with us.
Right.
That's a good one. See, you go beer with us. Anyway, so Steven's here. We're going to talk about his beer, and we're going to talk Bemidji today because we got an event happening tonight.
Yeah, I decided to throw a little event for the end of the year for us.
Yeah. Bemidji Brewing. What's up, bud?
So a bar, bear walks into a bar.
Yeah.
And says, I would like a beer.
Okay.
Bartender says, why the long pause?
Wow. That was Paul, guys, with a joke. Paul with the jokes.
Dad jokes are great.
You know, he's just so great. Yeah, Steven, just be prepared for Paul. Paul's the kind of guy that he'll veer left. We'll be talking about beer, and he'll just veer like to the far left. And he'll say something off the wall.
Right.
Just roll with it. That's it. Just roll with it. Just
follow. Like, we veer off pretty badly too, though.
Yeah, we do. We talk about strippers and all kinds of stuff and
little real stuff.
Yeah, little kids in the mall looking weird. Kids are ugly. Some kids are ugly.
This poor kid with a fat head.
Yeah, it's a kid with a fat head. It was a kid with a really big head one time out there. His head was fucking huge, and I made a point of saying his head was huge. It was fucking big, bro. Like he had a big ass head. Like. And sometimes kids have big heads. They got to grow into their heads.
Yeah. Yeah. Head grew first.
Pretty much. You know, all kids are not cute. People, you know, I believe that people are always like, oh, my kid's so cute. He's such a little cutie. No, he's not.
Oh, yeah. When people post pictures of, like, infants, like, right out of the womb.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
how's that kid? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, no, it's all
sack of potatoes.
Yeah. Yeah. How is that kid so cute? I don't get it. I don't get it. But anyway.
His head is still in a cone.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, you know what? My favorite part of our show always is when we bring somebody. Of course, you are a brewer. You have your own beer company. We want to start from the beginning. Where'd you start it at? You know, what was the idea behind it? And what are you trying to accomplish?
All right. So when I got into craft beer scene, I was in Arizona actually.
Right.
I was working at this company called Searcom, and I had a friend of mine, Jose. He brought me out after work to some craft breweries and kind of introduced me to the craft beer scene. And one company out there that had really good beers, Dragoon.
Dragoon.
Dragoon Beer Company. They had a really good beer scene there and good beers. And we're in Arizona for a number of years. This is where it's been majority of my 20s.
Nice.
And we moved to Texas. And I wouldn't say they had bad beer, but it wasn't the style that I was used to.
Right.
So I said, oh, I'm going to bring the Arizona style with me. And that's how I started. I got into the brewing beer.
And then how'd you come up with the name of your brewing company?
Right. So I've always been like, you know, Marine Corps, patriotic. I love this country. And I wanted something. I wanted the brand that I created to really represent America.
Right.
And, you know, I was searching online for things. And I was like, it would be cool if nobody took Bear Arms Brewing. And nobody did.
Sure enough.
I took it. You don't even have to look for, you know, here in the 21st century, you don't even have to look for a trademark shit. You just go on and look for a URL.
Yeah.
And the URL wasn't taken, so that was like sign number one that that nobody took the name. So I jumped on the URL, and then we got a pending trademark now and everything. Nice. So
that's awesome, man.
Yeah, but there's a lot of breweries that are head started by veterans.
Yeah.
How did no one take that name?
I know. That's what I'm saying. I was like, why did no one take this name?
That was an easy snag. It was easy.
Yeah. No, that actually, I was surprised that wasn't taken. And that's awesome. I think that's a great thing. And I know what it stands for, Bear Arms Brewing. It's an amazing name. Your logo is amazing. How can people find your beer online and all that?
What's your website? So on our website, we have a beer locator.
What's the website?
BearArmsBrewing.com.
BearArmsBrewing.com. You guys get that. BearArmsBrewing.com. The logo is dope. I love it. It's a beer. And he looks vicious.
Right. He's angry.
He looks like, if you don't drink this beer, I'm going to kill you.
Right.
The only thing I have against this, I wanted two muskets across it.
Right.
Like old fucking Civil War time style.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, we have some really cool art graphics coming out. Some ideas coming out. And we're going to look for someone to do some art for us.
So who does all the artwork on your
unfortunately, game. I had to hire some, like, not from the area. But I am looking. If anyone's, you know, looking for some work, I have some ideas in my head. I can barely draw stick figures.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, you know what? We got a guy that does all our logo stuff and all that stuff.
Yeah. Well, and I have some ideas. Like, I can't translate it from my hands. I just got to be through, like, telling someone.
Yeah.
So
absolutely. We'd love to help you in your journey.
That's how I function too. Like, I can say and do everything in my head better. My hands can do it. My brain and hands don't communicate the same way.
Yeah, there's a disconnect there.
Same, because I went to school, like, I did electrical engineering in school. Mm-hmm. My hands and my brain could do it all. I can't do everything else, like speech and everything. Like, when I say it, it sounds like garbage. Well, when I put it to my hands, everything works.
Nice. Right.
Like, this is beyond nuts. But I know most people that brew beer, or owners or head brewers, are backbone. They're originally engineers, like mechanical, chemical, civil, electrical, carpenters. They are all background of engineering.
I'm computer science.
Yeah.
They're all software engineer for like 10 years.
They just get burned out, and they're like, I want to have some fun now.
Yeah, make some beer.
Yeah.
I think that's
a way for you to be creative. You know,
they turn into the goddamn distillers.
Yeah, you're right.
No, I love it. I love it. Yeah, almost all the brewers that I've ever met, they all have some background in engineering, all of them.
Right. So or they come from the kitchen.
I think it's amazing. I love the whole brewing, the whole brewing thing. I'm fascinated by it. Brewers are special creatures. They are different. I've met a lot of brewers that don't even talk. Like, they don't even say much. They're just all about making their beer.
Right.
And it is weird. Then you meet some brewers that they're like conversation, you know, they want to talk about making it. But I've met like the guy that's like, love it, talk about it. And I met the guy that's like sitting in the corner like, yeah, I make beer, but I don't really talk to nobody. Right. It's weird. When I was in Arizona, I was in Colorado. I was at this spot called Cholula Brewing. And the guy who makes all the beers is sitting there. His name is Tomas. And he's, you know, seems like a cool guy. And it took me
that
like,
is so funny that you say that, because my brother, his wife is from Colombia, and her nephew is Tomas.
Yeah, his name is Tomas.
And my son is Thomas.
Oh,
and every time I'm like, no, it's Thomas. They're like, Tomas. No, it's Tomas, and I'm like,
his name was Tomas.
Yeah,
his name was Tomas, and he was a really nice guy. It took me about, I was there for like a week. It took me about 2 days to communicate with him. Like, and I talked to him one day. He really barely talked back to me. He really wouldn't say much to me. And then all of a sudden, the next day he saw me again, and I was trying the beers, and I was telling the girl that I prefer darker beers, and I really like this specific beer. And he was, you know, he was just checking me out the whole time, seeing where I was at. And then he approached me, and then we started talking. And then all of a sudden, now we talk all the time now.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's really weird. Like, I talked to him online.
Get him out of his shell.
Yeah, you know, totally. He's just one of those guys that he's really like a guy. He just doesn't really like people. He just likes to make beer. That's it. That's his sole mission. Yeah, that's his sole mission. So I've gotten to know him over the years, and I'll see him. I'm hoping to go to the Great Beer Festival next year.
That'd be fun.
So if we can get Alan away for a couple of days, we'll just go. But I think we should plan it. You know, I think it's usually in September. The Great Beer Festival lasts about a week.
Yeah. Where is it at?
September. Yeah,
it's
Colorado.
In Colorado.
Colorado.
It's huge. Like, it's a big deal. It's a huge deal. So I hope to make it down there again. And he actually won a couple of awards at this past Great Beer Festival.
Oh, nice.
Like, he won an award for one of his stouts and one of his barrel-aged beers or something like that.
Good for him. That's awesome.
Good. So Chiluna, you know, you could find him on anywhere online, Instagram. But, okay, so what do we have here to try? What kind of beer do we have?
So we've got yours, which is
The lager, right?
The Liberty Lager?
Yeah, Liberty Lagers.
Yeah, let's try the Liberty Lager. Alan has this thing when he opens beer, he loves to open the beer. We love the sound of opening beers on the mic. Yeah, sounds good.
Fuck the bush noise. This is better.
Yeah, we love the sound of cracking a beer. And what is this one called here, Alan?
Liberty Ale Lager.
Liberty Ale Lager. I'm a lager guy. I love lagers.
Well, no, it's a Liberty Lager. I would say it's actually a Kolsch.
A Kolsch.
It's a little bit of a stretch. I know I was going to get some shit for this.
Right.
Glass.
Oh, yeah.
Got another one? Yeah. It looks really good, too.
Yeah.
It looks good. I like that. So Bear Arms Brewing, guys. Bear Arms Brewing. This is right here in Grand Forks. It's happening right in town here.
My wife just sent me a text asking me to bring two stamps home. I was really hoping that stamps. I was really hoping that it was tramps.
That's what I say about Paul, right?
Right.
She said, "Bring some stamps on." You was hoping it said tramps.
Hey, it keeps everything fresh.
Yeah, right. Bring home two tramps, honey. We need to try something different, right? What the hell, yo?
Oh, I love it.
This is where we go, Steven. We go places that nobody else wants to go. So are you married, Steven?
Yeah, married. Yeah, married. Yeah. Got two kids.
I knew you were married. I was just setting you
that's
up.
That's some good-ass beer.
Yeah, I was setting Steven up. See that?
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah, so I wanted to do some kind
tasty.
Of lager.
Yeah, that's very tasty.
So I know I probably get some shit for this, calling it a lager, but it's more just like the style. So Kolsch is technically a hybrid lager.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, technically an ale, but through the process of brewing it, you lager it at the after fermentation.
This is tasty. Yeah. What do you think, Alan?
I like it a lot. My only thing is Kolsch's I'm okay with, but I know they get on the sweeter side.
Yeah. And this is actually kind of sweet, actually, too.
It's a little sweet, but... Sweetness gets to me a little bit because when I think sweet, I go right towards like the sours because they have that sweet tartness.
Absolutely.
But
your headphones like right?
It's because some static going on.
I can drink this one really well. I can drink a good chunk of this. This is just really clean and crisp.
Yeah, it's a good beer. It's clean. It's a good drinking beer. Also, I brought some Crumble Cookies. Crumble Cookies is now in Grand Forks, Alan.
I know. I see that.
So I brought some Crumble Cookies to try. I got an Oreo there, some confetti, peanut butter cookie, and chocolate chip, man. I also cut them up. I cut them up in little pieces. So if you can take a piece off, you want it.
I do like Crumble. They are a little more on the gourmet side. They do a lot of fun stuff.
Yeah.
I still think Insomnia might be a little bit better.
You know what? I haven't had Insomnia yet, but I'm going to get – that's the one downtown.
Yep.
I'm going to get down there and try it. I mean, hey, there's always – you know, this town's big enough for two cookie places.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, so. But it's also – how do you say no to cookies? Doesn't matter where from.
Yeah.
I never say no to cookies.
You know what?
Yeah.
The screwy part is that Crumble Cookies is right next door to my Anytime Fitness where I work out at. I'm working out today. I'm working out this afternoon. I'm there at noon. The parking lot is packed. So I'm thinking that everybody's working out. I'm like, there's a lot of people at the gym in the afternoon.
What a lie.
No. When I got in there, it was two people in the gym, and everybody was at Crumble Cookie next door.
Because they're getting their carbs before they go bust their ass.
Exactly. I was like, you know what? I'm going to go work out, and then I'm going to just head over to Crumble Cookie right after.
That's a hellacious trap.
They know what they did.
That's a hellacious trap. Placing.
Yeah, so I worked out, and I was like, I went over, and I met the owner, and... You know, a couple of the people, and then when you walk into the door, they're like, "Welcome to Crumble Cookie." You know, I'm like, "Oh, okay." It's like a little chorus. Everybody making the cookies. Welcome to Crumble Cookie. Like, hey, how you doing? It's clean. It's a clean place. It's like it's white and pink. It's very well made.
Where is this place at?
It's right next to Anytime Fitness. You know where Menards is at? That little strip mall in there.
Yep.
So it'll be like the eyeglass place, Anytime Fitness. And then Crumble Cookies right there. And then they got the the nail salon and the, you know, the chiropractor and all that stuff there, and then Pizza Ranch is at the end. But it's really nice. What do you think of the cookies?
They're good. So the only thing that makes me think of when they do the assembly line and they all talk, it's the same concept as Cold Stone. They all talk and they sing.
Yes.
That's it's funny because if they have a tip chart at Crumble, I've done it at Cold Stone. You just start tipping them, and they start singing.
Oh, okay.
I still didn't start tipping fucking money left and right.
I didn't see a jar. I tipped on the machine. They had like a little machine there.
But when before all this, when Cold Stone had the tip jar, I would just start tipping money at Cold Stone because they had to sing.
I love Cold Stone.
I pissed off so many people.
Yeah, Cold Stone is
it's hilarious.
I frequent Cold Stone. I love the cheesecake ice cream there. It's amazing.
You guys ever go to like an Applebee's or something and like and say that it's like one of your friends' birthdays when it's not?
Oh, yeah.
Of course. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I do it all the
time. Just to F with them.
Yeah.
It's my birthday. They come out with a cake. Ah, happy birthday. Sing happy birthday
to you. They all got to come out and sing and embarrass the hell out of them.
See, a real good manager of an establishment would be like, hey, do you have ID?
Yeah,
this is to prove your birthday, but you know,
no. When I was you would be surprised how many people I would actually have to deal with that would say it was their birthday to try to get like the free dessert.
Oh yeah,
yeah, no doubt. There was some ladies looking at us, staring. They just left. I should have waved. My bad.
God damn.
They were just looking like, what's going on over there? What are those guys doing?
But I mean, seriously, like you're going to come there with your family, with your little kids, and then you're going to say that one of your kids it's their birthday, so you can try to get a free fudge cake. Like, wrong with you, yo?
This is the United States of America. This is what goes on in our country. Did you know that?
So we're just scammers now?
We are scammers. This is America, man.
Because you can't ask it, like, for the kid's ID. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, what kid has an ID that's 8 years old?
It's my kid's birthday. He just turned eight, and the kid's like, I'm five.
Yeah.
Like,
well, first of all.
Shut up, little Tommy.
Yeah, first of all, the parents are lying. The parents are lying, right? And they're lying to get extra food or whatever. And them lying, they're teaching the kids how to lie.
That's because they know they got that lava cake in the back.
Yeah, they want that lava cake.
it's not a good idea. I don't agree with people lying, getting your kids to start lying when they're young. They should lie when they're out of your house and not living with you anymore. Oh, you know, if you got teenage girls, if you got teenage girls, they're going to lie to you all the time. You know, they're going to wear clothes outside the house. You know, they're going to hook up with their friends and try on their little skirts when they get, you know, to school and stuff. They just be lying. But, you know, it's just, I mean, this is what happens, though. This is real. Anyway, we're drinking some, the Liberty Lager?
Yeah.
Liberty Lager, it's actually a very tasty beer, Steven. Really good beer. You did a great job with this. And so tell us more. What else do you have going on with your beer company?
What else is in here? Yeah. What kind of hops?
Yeah, what's in there?
The malts and everything.
Yeah, what's in there?
So, Tenning, if I'm saying that right.
Yeah.
And then some Magnum.
The Magnum?
Yeah, so the Magnum's just like the smooth bitterness and the Tenning to get some flavor. It's like late additions.
What's Magnum?
That's a style of hops.
Yeah, it's a style of hops. It's like a real, they're inexpensive. And it's a way to get a bitterness into a beer because obviously the sugar's got to kind of counteract that. But some hops are more expensive than others, and Magnum's smooth and inexpensive, so it's a way to get the bitterness in there without breaking the bank.
Absolutely. Oh, cool. So is being a you're getting your own business, you're doing your own brewery, you're brewing your own beer. Is it expensive?
Oh, it's really expensive. Yeah, ingredients, really expensive. Like everything, and the equipment. Well, luckily I'm contract brewing right now, we're saving a lot of money there.
So where are you contracting out of?
Half Brothers Brewing Company.
Yep.
So Chad.
Shout out to Chad. Yep. Chad's awesome.
Thank you, Chad.
Half Brothers is the shit. We love Half Brothers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Chad's a cool guy.
Awesome guy. You know, every time I see Chad, I'd be like, January Thaw. You know, I don't know if you know what January Thaw is, but that was a stout that they made.
Yeah, it's there.
It was a coconut stout. It was amazing.
You know what? Now I think I remember him mentioning in passing, and like
it was amazing. He told me the story. He said, "You know what? It was a great. It was a good beer, but it was so expensive to make."
Yeah,
he said it was a lot. He said they put a lot of coconut in there. He said they spent a lot of money trying to make that beer. So, but it was a good beer. It took a long time for them to get rid of it in Happy Harry's. Remember, Alan?
Yeah,
they had it in Happy Harry's for quite a while. It was like a bunch left.
Well, because he put it in a big bottle, and everyone wasn't prepared for that one, too. They thought it was going to come in four packs.
No, it ended up coming in four packs.
Not right away.
In the end, because I ended up buying, I bought all the four packs in the whole freaking refrigerator there at Happy Harry's. I did it. I was like, you know what? I'm going to buy all of them. And I bought all of them. But then, of course, it took me like 6 months to drink them all. But, you know, but it was worth it. You know,
it's better with what AJ was.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I've said this before on previous shows, but, and I'm still guilty of it.
Right.
Because I never bring my kids there because they always forget that you don't have to be 21 to go in there.
Yeah.
And they got like oven fired pizza that it's is good. Like,
yeah,
they like phenomenal. Yeah, and you can, good. And they got board games and stuff for, you know, the kids to play and everything.
You can go have fun in there and hang out. It's got great, great energy. The staff is amazing.
I mean, honestly, I would think that he would be a lot. There's a 50-50 of this, but for me personally,
right.
I think that he'd be better suited not being downtown. Because so? I don't want to bring my kids downtown.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of riffraff down there sometimes. I get it.
Not only that, but there's parking. Mm-hmm. Just that's parking in general. Yeah, you know. But then again, you do have, you know, all the downtown people like wanting to get pizza that are, you know.
No, I think he's established now. I think he's established downtown. They're there.
I would like him to have a second location.
Yeah.
That's a little bit more family oriented.
Well, South End.
The only thing I've told people this all the time, like if you're gonna do anything now, stay on the south end of town. Like south just that's the only place that works now. Downtown is so flooded with everything.
It is, especially
with now what's coming into the Beacon in 24 and in 25.
Yes.
And then you have that new complex behind the Hub.
Right.
That whole first floor is for commercial resident or for commercial.
Yeah.
So there's already some people wanting to get in there for, I know, like food-wise and everything like that. And they've got to find another parking ramp to put around downtown.
Yeah, there's no way to park.
Yeah.
I think if you put a parking ramp, put it like
I already said town square.
Yeah.
Just get rid of it.
Yeah.
If you got the beacon, you got everything, just get rid of town square and make it into a parking ramp.
Yeah.
That'd be perfect. It's right next to the bridge. It's right in the center of downtown.
Right.
Take town square.
What about United Valley Bank? Get rid of that those apartments are there.
Yeah,
turn that into a complex. Like, who cares?
What are they even doing with the Herald? I mean, what is the Herald building?
The Herald's, I think, gone. I think they're out, and I think they're somewhere else.
Oh. Yeah, they rented out as commercial space now.
Yep, because I think I've seen them on like the behind Aldi in that commercial building back behind there,
right
by the town opposite of the town square. And I know their main building on in the industrial park. I think that is. Out. I think that's where they store some stuff, but that's it.
Well, and I guess, I mean, I don't know a lot about structure, but I think when you go to big cities, you know, like our parking ramps downtown?
Yeah.
What are they, four stories? Mm-hmm. When you go to the cities, aren't they like 12?
At least.
Yeah.
Yeah. So why don't they just make them taller?
Yeah. No, I get it. When I go down to Minneapolis, I always stay right down the street from a big parking place, and it's like huge. Mm-hmm. You know, it could probably fit like, you know, hundreds of cars in there, probably. But yeah, I mean, it's just.
And then they got elevators that can take you to where you need
to be. Absolutely.
The current ones, do they fill up already? Are they? Do they get full?
Oh yeah, all the time.
Really?
Minus like the very top floor.
Yeah, nobody goes up top, especially in the winter time.
Yeah.
Because I know all about. Because I mean, I went to Central High School,
right?
And, you know, trying to park. You know, because. That parking ramp is filled with high school kids all day long.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right downtown there. Yeah. I probably never go down there when kids are in school, but yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Totally. So here's my other question for you, Steven. My other question is, do you want to get your own brewery, your own establishment? Do you want to build somewhere or have a place where you make your beer and not always go through Half Brothers, or are you just working your way towards that way? Like, what's the plan?
Yeah, we're working our way the ways. We're we want to get out. It's not, you know, we have a certain number of beers we're going to get out and prove to the bank that we're profitable.
That way
we can go, and we don't want to be downtown. So I've already made the decision.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure if we eventually want to do a tap room, but that's probably going to be the last of what we're going to do.
Take your time.
I want to take my time and do wholesale. I mean, I get the argument that you do, but. People don't want to work anymore.
I would say just do commercial and just stick to the commercial and brewing aspect.
Yeah.
Not only that, but if you do it in North Dakota, if you want to sell your beer out of your restaurant, you can't sell any other beer.
Yeah.
And if you want to get like Coors Light or something else on tap, well, then you have to go through another, what is it? Then you can't sell your beer outside of your establishment.
Right.
It's the laws are so stupid in North Dakota.
It's silly, and you know, my thought of it is that, like Brick and Barley's and those other bars that are downtown, their sole purpose is to provide that environment for people who are very inviting and want to come drink and just hang out, right? Like, let them handle that. Let them run events and everything. Let us brew the beer.
Yeah.
You know, like, let us be good at brewing beer, be really good at that, and then let other people who own those establishments be really good at doing that.
And you supply them with the beer.
We supply them the beer. Yep. You know,
I agree.
I think that's the best way to do it.
So that's what Fargo Brewing did right away when they first opened up. They made a second place on 45th across from Shields just so they could have their own beer on tap at their own place. But they had to go through a distributor to go sell it over there, so they couldn't bring it to their own place.
Interesting. Yeah.
It's just because they had to jump through all the red tape.
Yeah.
And they were getting in trouble because it's illegal to do that.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. But that's ridiculous. But why we want to be, I want to buy like an acre, a couple acres of land and put the brewery there.
Yeah.
An area for expansion. We eventually want to get a tap room. Maybe we, you know, do something bigger than just a brewery.
And
there.
That's what I've told people, like south end of town, like where the border is and everything right in front of Choice, there's that big lot of land.
Yeah. I love
that's
it.
That's open.
Yes.
Well, I know Starbucks is going there.
Yeah, starting next year, gonna go over
right
there?
Next to the board, right across the street from Boardroom.
Yeah,
that's gonna.
No, I like that. I live in the South End, so I like that area.
Yeah,
I think it's great because there's a lot of families there. There's lots going on over there. You know, we got Helix over there. Well,
plus, if you have a dual side, like look at how the Blarney Stone does it.
Yep,
in West Fargo, they have two sides. So one side is. I think one side's family, the other one is like 21 and only.
Right.
And they do it that way. I'm pretty sure.
Most restaurants do that now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most restaurants have a family side and a non-family side.
So, but my question is, I was talking to the owner of a brewery in Devil's Lake, and he was telling me that he can't sell his beer outside of his establishment if he wants to have, like, you know, Coors Light and all these other distributors to sell in his restaurant.
Yeah. Right.
So the question that I have is, what dickhead is on some, like, city council meeting that says, why are you restricting it? Like, why isn't it just free game for everybody? I mean, if people like your beer, they can have it. If people want a Coors Light, they can have it. If you want to sell your beer, they can sell it.
Right.
But you got some asshole that's just like, no, we need to make it so you can only sell your beer out of your establishment and you can only drink beer out of your establishment BS like that.
I think that's the rule that followed like in the mid-2000s that what Minnesota did to what North Dakota did, I think. But I'm not 100% sure, but I know that one has to be passed through like the state.
Wow.
The problem was the 18th Amendment was that there was you outlawed alcohol.
Yeah.
And the 21st is where they legalized again. The problem is they took our rights away, right?
Oh, yeah.
As Americans to drink alcohol.
Yeah.
And then like, okay, we'll give your rights back, but there's going to be stipulations to it. And that's what it is. Now it basically created a government mafia.
Pretty
that
much.
Says that, you know, when you buy beer, it's taxed three times.
Oh, yeah.
3 times.
That's crazy.
We should be throwing beer in the river. That's ridiculous.
Crazy. Because, like, for me, on the distributor side, we get it from you, we'll tax you,
yep.
And then we'll tax the distributors, and then we'll tax the liquor store or the bars.
That's extremely un-American.
It's capitalism.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
It's capitalism at its finest, but, like...
Well, that's not capitalism. No, that's the government mafia.
Yeah, but that's what they'll label it as capitalism.
Oh, wow.
It's not capitalism.
But that's bullshit.
Isn't that like Tea Party shit?
Yeah, it is. Capitalism is a voluntarily exchange.
Except nobody's gonna be throwing beer into the river.
They'll say that just to be nice to everyone because no one knows any better.
Yeah,
that's bullshit. I mean, you know, like you should. I mean, you making the beer, you should be able to drink it, sell it wherever you want. You know, do it how you want to do it. I get it. I know they got to tax us, but why are they taxing you three times? You
said? 3 times. Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing. So here's my other question. So we got a lager, Liberty Lager here. What else can we expect from Beer Arms?
Oh, so we're really excited. So we got everything prepped and ready. I actually just bought $500 in maple syrup today.
Ooh.
Did you get that Vermont syrup?
Yeah, so it's Vermont. So we're Vermont. I think it's Vikings Farm.
Nice.
Yeah, so we're really excited to brew the next one. So it's called Zero Dark 30. So it's a double breakfast stout.
Zero Dark 30?
Zero Dark 30.
What's the ABV on that? What
you think? 8%.
Ooh, 8%. That's right up my alley, Alan.
I know, right?
Right up my alley. I'd love anything dark.
Is that a reference to the video game?
Zero Dark 30?
Yeah.
No, it's more, it's a reference of like military, those who, you know, woke up like Zero Dark 30 to, you know,
well, I think the video doors. Game was probably a reference to was the
it,
military.
Was it? Okay. Yeah. I honestly wasn't aware of the video game, but.
I don't even know if it's a video game. I just know the term.
Right. Yeah.
Yep. There you go. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love the name. I can't wait to try it. So when will we be able to try that?
So we're planning on starting brewing in the first week of January.
Okay, cool. So would it be ready for Pork and Brew?
Yes. Crossing our fingers, it should be.
Okay, I hope so. We look forward to it. What you got passing around here, Alan?
So I got to crack into Bemidji beers because we got to talk about them a little bit too since That's I right. have the event tonight for us.
Bemidji Brewing, Minnesota. What are we drinking here, Alan?
So this is their autumn IPA, so it's a piney, citrusy, like more maltiness with a little bit of a nice tangy bite.
Right.
It's got a little bit of a sweet nose aroma to it.
Yeah.
But with that nice pine citrusness.
Yep.
This is from that guy that was here earlier, right?
Nope. No. That was something else.
That was there. Yeah, he brought different stuff. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Does it say the hops they use on here since it's an IPA? Yep. I find that'd be like essential. You know, whenever IPA, people want to know what notes we're getting.
Totally. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's good.
God, no.
What do you think of Bemidji beer?
Pretty much tastes like...
I like it. It's good. It's good, right?
I think it tastes like... That's the word I'm looking for. Alaskan... God, I can't believe I'm drawing the blank.
You're not going to say Amber, are you? Amber?
Yeah.
Alaskan Amber?
Oh.
No?
What the hell is the name of it? It's the most one of the most popular beers out there.
I don't know. Bush Light?
For an IPA?
This guy loves Bush Light. You like Bush Light?
I'd rather just drink regular water.
Yeah, right. You might as well drink pee. I don't drink Bush Light. I don't even think I've ever had one before.
They should come out with an R. Kelly version.
Wow. What would it be?
That's pretty good.
What would it be? R. Kelly version of Bush Light?
I don't know. Golden Light.
Wow. Golden Light. R. Kelly jokes, yo. Shout out to R. Kelly. If you listen to us in jail, in prison, we want to say, hey, man, you know, stay away from those kids, man. It's not a good look for you. Man, R. Kelly, it's crazy. I can't believe, you know, one moment he's like this superstar, writes music for all these top-notch people, and next thing you know, he's in jail.
Next thing you know, he's peeing on 13-year-olds.
What the hell's going on? You know what? That's horrible.
At what point did you realize that was probably not a good idea?
You know what?
Like midstream? Is that when you're like, you know what? Like, I'm going to jail for this.
I'm
going to
be honest. If you've seen the video, I've seen the videos of the girl in the video. The girl don't look like she's 15 years old. She looks like a grown-ass woman. Like it, like you know, she looked like a grown woman. She didn't look like some like.
Wait, you watched the video?
It's on the internet for a purpose. For us to watch it.
Look, the people who did it right were the Boondocks. They got the story. They got the R. Kelly story right.
Yeah, they did. No, listen, come on. I watched. You didn't watch Kim Kardashian's sex tape?
Oh yeah,
I watched it.
She has a sex tape?
Yeah. When Ray J, that's how she got popular. Was when Ray J was banging her. It was awesome, yo. Kim Kardashian is a freak.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know why Kanye. I know why all these guys be losing their minds over her. Yo, she's sexy as fuck.
So I gotta go like to OnlyFans, or is this like just on the interweb?
You should go on the interweb and be able to find it. Like, actually, no. If you go on Pornhub, you can find it.
That's probably true.
Going to the stars section, the stars, you know, stars sex tapes and stuff. They got a little section for that.
Oh God.
Steven, no comment.
Never been there. Never been there.
Steven, how long have you been married, Steven?
I've been married for 2 years.
See, he's married 2 years. Paul, how long have you been married?
Yeah. Five.
Yeah, how long have you been married, Alan? Long time.
Six.
So Alan and Paul, they don't really give a fuck. But Paul really doesn't give a fuck. He says all kinds of shit on here. And if his wife ever listened, I'm sure she'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm fucking checking his phone tonight. Like, Paul says off-the-wall shit. Alan doesn't really cross those lines.
That's the one thing I like about my Android, no facial recognition.
The facial recognition shit is bullshit. Imagine you're sleeping, your wife's in front of you, facing your phone. You're fucked, bro.
That's right. Why I'm glad like she doesn't like the pin or my thumbprint. I'm like...
Yeah, you're fucked, bro. You are fucked. The facial thing, you're fucked if your wife decides to put the phone in front of your face at night when you're sleeping. You're screwed.
Yeah, it's off.
It's over.
She's gonna open your eyelids like, I need your eyes for a second.
Yeah, you know what? I'm hoping to build a relationship.
I just feel my finger.
Yeah, right.
This is a dream.
I'm hoping to build a relationship in my life where I, you know, my phone is open, my wife can just look in it. I don't care, you know.
Yeah, my wife has my pen. She can look at any time.
See, there you go. This guy is loyal. I know something about you. I like Steven. You know, he's a good husband, good father. You got how many kids? You got
two.
Two kids, boy and a girl.
Girls.
Oh,
a girl dad.
A girl dad.
I got two girls, man.
Put them in jiu-jitsu right away.
Yeah, put them in jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, I was punished for being in the Marine Corps.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to tell you. You know what? I'm going to, you know, Steven, you don't look like it, but I think you might have had a past where you was, you know, a womanizer. That's why you got two daughters. Might have been. Yeah,
getting punished for something.
I'll say this about a girl dad. It's like, the funny thing is, like, I love wrestling, and most of the wrestlers,
yeah,
they're super athletic and fit. They bear nothing but girls.
Yeah.
Like, they're all girls for their offspring. I'm like, that's messed up.
Yeah, Steven, I got...
It's hilarious, though.
I got two girls. I got two grown women girls, and they're fine as hell. And there's nothing I can do about it.
Yeah.
They got boy... Well, my middle daughter has a boyfriend. She seems to be in a relationship. My older daughter, she's just, you know, she's just out there enjoying life, looking hot as hell. They're six-footers, too. They're tall as hell.
I'll be cleaning my shotgun when their boyfriends come over.
Hey, you want to know something kind of cool?
Cool.
So I'm trying to think of the damn... stupid beer company that's super popular that they have an Alaskan Amber. And so I was trying to search it, and what, you know what came up?
What's that?
Bear Arms Brewing Co.
Hell yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
That's funny.
That's awesome. Cool.
That is awesome, yeah.
So I found out more about the Autumn IPA because since we were bullshitting, I figured I'd do some diving.
There you go.
So most of the hops are Chinook, Mosaic, Eureka, Strata hops. It's a nice nice boutique of berries and everything like that with some evergreen. And then a nice citrus peel to give it that well, robust flavor.
Right. I like it.
It seems it's balanced. It's got a good balance to it. It's not like one or it's like overpowering flavor. You know, like,
nope. Well, and that's the nice thing too about Bemidji's beers. Like, they're all balanced.
They do make great beer.
They have a good body all the way through. They're easy to drink. Yeah. And nothing's going to offend one. Nothing's going to offend the other beside.
Even their sours in the summer, though. The pineapple sour?
The pineapple mango.
Pineapple mango? Fucking amazing.
It's really good.
Yeah. You want to make some sours too at some point?
Don't do it.
Such a thing.
I don't think our brand is maybe another brand, but not our brand.
Yeah.
I have another one, Paul. I was trying to think of Sam Adams.
Oh,
Sam
Adams? Boston Lager.
Yeah,
Boston.
Yeah.
For the tea party.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
How I couldn't think of Sam Adams is beyond me.
That is beyond me, too.
That's awesome.
I love Sam Adams, too. They make great beer, too. So, yeah, what do we got next, Alan? Anything else over there we got?
We
got some other things we got to try.
I snagged. Well, this will be on tap there.
Oh, tonight?
Yep, the double porter.
Would the Autumn IPA be on tap?
No, I chose to do the winter one for the right reason that it is wintertime.
The winter IPA is pretty delicious, actually.
Yeah.
I've had that one. That's a pretty good
one's,
beer.
And that one's more in the flavor like apricot. It's a hazy IPA with more of an apricot essence to it.
I like it, though. I like the taste of it. Yeah, the taste of it is pretty. I'm not heavy on IPAs, Stephen, but I'll drink occasionally an IPA. Some of them, I don't really particularly care for too many IPAs, but I'm more of a, I like Ambers. I like Amber Ales. I don't know if you ever drank any Canadian beer, but Winnipeg has some amazing breweries.
I'd love to go up there.
I
haven't been there, but.
Do you have a passport?
I do.
We should go.
Yeah.
We should just go for a day or go for the day. I know just about everybody in the beer industry up there. So I used to live there for many years, so. I've gotten to know so many people there, so I try to go visit. But I bring a lot of beer. Alan can tell you.
Yeah.
I bring a lot. They got a spot called Kilter. They make amazing beer.
They're probably one of the top five in Manitoba.
Yeah. Devil May Care makes some good beer.
Yep.
They have a Devil May Care. One of the young ladies there, she brews, she does mead.
Oh, I like mead.
Yeah, she does mead. It's called Brat Cat Mead.
That's awesome.
That's what it's called. She just started. We're going to have her on the show, too, at some point. When they come to town, or when we might do it remotely.
Yeah. But, did you know that mead is biblical?
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The first alcoholic drinks.
Yeah. Mead is amazing. Actually, when it's made really well, it's really good.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I used to bring some back. What was that? B-Boys. I used to bring the B-Boys back. They're awesome too. They make it. They got their own bees and everything, and they do everything right on their their property. What's that? The double porter.
I was just looking. Both of your hats.
Yeah.
Those are badass. We need to put them on our hat wall. You guys need to give me a, both of you need to give me a hat.
I'll run next door and grab one.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That was easy.
Damn for sale, brother.
Well, than done. Yeah, my hat is actually, I bought this hat. This is actually a Milwaukee Brewers hat because they call it the Brew Crew. I bought it because...
Oh, that's not a Brew Brothers hat.
No.
I need a Brew Brothers hat.
No. You know what? I want to get a Brew Brothers hat in this style. This is called 3D embroidering, right?
Yeah.
I want to get Brew Brothers hats in this style.
Yeah, that's pretty badass.
In this style. We should do that, Alan.
Yeah.
In some pants. We should try to get some pants before Pork and Brew, bro.
Just do what I do.
Just do it, yo. Just get some pants.
Well, there's a bunch of people that have Pork and Brew. Like, I think it's a small crew that goes around. They wear all bacon outfits.
Like, really?
Like dress pants and they wear a jacket and everything. It's all bacon.
Well, I like it. I'm gonna find somebody who makes the pants, and I'm gonna get you some Brew Brothers pants.
Hell yeah!
With our faces all over the pants. I think they'd be cool because the color of them are really cool. The green with the original logo.
Yeah,
I think it looked pretty cool. I think it looked pretty snazzy. I like it.
So what do we got here?
Yeah. So this is Bemidji's Double Porter. This will be on tap tonight.
Ooh.
So this is a nice. Heavier double porter. This is their double porter that they use, so it's a little bit. It's got a nice smokiness to it. Very toasty, roasty, nice caramel notes all the way through it. Nice, good dark chocolate essence to it. It has got a rich characteristic, not overly heavy like a thick fudgy porter should be, but very drinkable. So like you can probably take down like three of these if you wanted. It's not heavy, but
do you have another one of these that I can take home? Because my wife would love this.
I have she a four pack.
Yeah, and my wife would love this.
This is good. It's got that nice fudgy dark chocolate.
I'm upset I haven't found this one sooner.
Yeah.
This is good.
Oh, really? You never had a double porter? Yeah, I love this double porter.
And every other year or whenever they do a double porter with coconut in there.
Coconut in it.
Toasted coconut.
Sounds amazing.
Toasted coconut, yeah.
I hope they bring it back, and I'm going to ask her about it too. But like they used to make a CPB chocolate peanut butter.
Yeah, that was good.
It tastes like Reese's peanut butter cups.
Yeah, it was good. It's
super crushable.
But they just stopped making it because there wasn't enough demand behind it. They'll bring it back probably, but right now they're going to let this one come out and just take a little time.
Yeah, I really like this one, and I like the espresso porter.
Yeah, the espresso one.
They got espresso one too. It's really good.
That will be on tap over at the Cinnamon tonight, and it's got that nice. Yeah. Heavy roast and heavy like espresso kick up front.
Yeah, it's really
good. The aroma is very pungent.
It is.
But smooth body like this porter.
Yeah.
But man, it's got that nice acidic burnt oils that you get from the beans of the coffee.
Any of you guys coming by tonight? You coming by tonight, Paul? You got you know, home duty.
I don't even know if I have a freaking vehicle.
Yeah.
Paul's also, he's just had a new child. He had the baby. You know, his wife didn't do any work. This is what he said. He said it's live on air. Yeah. If his wife ever gets hold of these things on here, he's screwed, bro.
We'll defend you.
Yeah, we'll defend you. Yeah. Paul loves his wife very much. He's a very dedicated father, dedicated to the family. Right?
Yeah. Now I don't have a freaking van to transport him with.
So what happened, Paul? Tell the people what happened to your vehicle.
So my wife, she must have ran over something. And so she's rocking this thing on the rim. And this is what really, like, one of the things that really pissed me off. So I went to the new Casey's to put air in the tire. Well, they got a freaking machine that you got to run a credit card through.
Oh, no.
I put it in there. The thing isn't working right because it's all gummed up because it's cold out and it's rainy, whatever.
Simonson's, they give you free, you can get free air from them.
Yeah, so I should have went to Simonson's. And so I'm sitting there and I got about halfway full. And she's out to eat with her friends, you know, so I got it, you know, to 26%. But I go into the store and I'm like, yeah, your machine isn't working and I'm only halfway full. So she calls up the owner. There's a number on the front of the box that you can call. And I was like, I'm not calling a frickin' number on the front of the box for $1.25. Just make it free like everybody else in town, you dumbasses. And so I leave there.
He sounds very disgruntled,
super,
doesn't he?
Super cheap to charge money for air.
Yeah.
I got to pay for air.
Yeah, excuse me. You know what I did? I bought the Air Moto. Okay? I bought the Air Moto. It's in my car. I could just plug it into my, to charge it, I could just plug it into my car.
My Christmas present is an air compressor for my car.
But I no, the Air Moto is about this big. It's about this big. It has a little tube on it. I just make sure it's charged all the time. And then I just fill up my tires.
Yeah.
That's my Christmas present.
It's the best thing that
it's in a box under the tree right
now. Cost me $79. Best $79 that I ever fucking spent.
I'm glad my dad, when my parents, when they moved and my dad passed, like, I got some of the tools and I got the air compressor, the giant tank one. I'm like, this is the best one ever. Yeah. Thank God.
Well, but okay, so going on from this. So now I bring the vehicle back.
And, right.
You know, because I'm going out of my way. Like, I'm driving to the restaurant where my wife is eating, picking up her car, going, getting in the air, coming back to the restaurant, dropping it off, getting in my car, and then coming back to do another show. And then...
Such a good husband, man.
And then I go home, and the tire is completely flat. And so I call OnStar, and they send over a tow truck, and they're like, do you want us to take it to Discount Tire? And I'm like, no, take it to Toyota. Because it only has 10,000 miles on it, so it's probably under warranty.
Yeah.
Okay, so then today, Toyota's like, hey, I see that you have a vehicle here with a flat tire. It's not airable because it has a piece of metal in it the size of a, you know, $50 coin or whatever.
Right.
And we don't have any tires. We can't get any tires.
Wow.
So then I called Northwest Tire, and they're like, yeah, it's probably going to be like another week because we don't have any tires either.
What?
But luckily, I know the GM there. And so he calls around. He finds me a set of tires. But then I got to call OnStar and get it towed from Toyota to Northwest Tire. And so now I'm dealing with seeing if they're going to do that.
What
that cost? Who freaking knows? So, And not only that, but it's all-wheel drive, so you can't just replace one tire. You got to replace all four. So now I'm out $1,000 plus whatever it's going to cost to tow all this shit. And we don't have a vehicle, and we got all of our kids in daycare, and we got four kids.
Wow.
I can't put them all in the back of my pickup unless I put them in the box.
Right.
I mean, country rule style there.
Not a bad idea, you know? It's just kids.
Yeah.
It's just like, hold on, I mean... You know, you spend all your money on Christmas gifts and everything, and then you just get hit with a bill like that. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what did I do wrong this month to deserve this?
Well, you did state that you did all the work in the pregnancy, so.
There you go.
That could just be karma. That could be karma coming back right there, man, you know.
Too much bragging rights.
Yeah, too much bragging rights. But I'm going to vote that... You get Husband of the Year award. All that fucking running around and towing trucks, tow trucks. You should get an award, yeah.
Well, I'm just hoping that Thank you. I'm just hoping that we are able to get the van tonight.
Really? What are you going to get? I mean, what kind of van is it? A Toyota what?
2022 Toyota Sienna.
Well, those are nice.
Yeah.
That's pretty fancy.
Yeah, we
You got the TVs and the headrests and all that stuff?
Oh, no, I don't.
You got the flip-down TVs?
The base model. The only reason we got it, too, is because there was no availability to get any vans, so we just jumped on the first one that was available.
Yeah, Sienna's all right,
no?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's nice, but at the same time, you know, we got this... Well, first off, we got it because we couldn't open the doors in our garage.
You got four kids. You should just get a Suburban, bro.
No, Suburbans are even worse because you need the van because of the doors can open where the kids can get in.
Yeah. I guess you're right. I haven't been a father for a long time, so
yeah.
We bought instead of getting a van, we got a Highlander, and
there's a
lot of room in there. Really, yeah, really impressive. Nice. Probably not as good as a van, but it's as close as you can get to a van without the van.
We had a Pilot, which was really nice.
Oh, I like
but
those.
The thing is, we only have a single stall garage, and so when you open the doors hit the frickin' side of the garage. Mm-hmm. So you can't even get the kids into the car seats and everything. So you need the sliding doors,
right?
You know, to be able to get the kids in.
That's but nuts.
What I was going to say about... Oh, yeah. So traded in this Pilot and all this other stuff. And so we got this brand new van. And it wasn't even 10,000 miles in. She gets rear-ended by a high school kid that's staring on her phone. I'm like, this thing is just like a freaking money trap.
It's like a hummingbird feeder. It just attracts all sorts of crap.
I know, right?
Oh, man.
You know, since I've known you, your wife has gotten to a lot of accidents, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's always in the accident or something.
Just a magnet for
death. Yeah. I don't know. She's got a lot of bad luck.
Ah.
Yeah. I mean, the only good luck she has is a husband like you. Who makes sure everything is on point.
Yeah, she's so lucky to have
me. She is lucky. Yeah. See? See how we twisted that, Steven?
Right, yeah.
See how we
twisted that? It's good.
You're like the husband of the year. I mean, you know,
Steph, you're so lucky to have me.
Exactly, right? You know what, honey? You fuck up the van, and guess who fixes it? Me, right?
Plus, I got you food.
Exactly. Oh, this is awesome. Man.
And so Aaron, I got that big D.
Hey, no comment. I mean, she would know. I don't know anything about your big D, man. You know, it is what it is, you know. I mean, Paul, you know, I mean, obviously your shit is working because you having all these kids and shit, so.
I mean, we got a big D here.
If they're mine.
We got a big D here. It's these delicious crumble cookies.
Oh, we do have these crumble cookies. Yeah. They're fucking good.
Actually, I got to try one of these.
The Oreo?
You know what?
Oh, it's good.
Oh, this looks delicious. They're all fucking good. We got this Oreo. This
I just had a confetti.
Butter. Yeah, the confetti one, and then there's a chocolate chip cookie. Yep. I mean, I cut them up in pieces so we could just take little pieces and chunks. But if you haven't been to Crumble Cookie yet, you should check it out. Crumble Cookies is shit.
That is amazing. Delicious. It really is. Yeah. They are delicious cookies.
That is Crumble really good. Shit.
Like, I mean, I think it's a great place. It's fucked up that it's next door to my gym.
Yesterday, at McCannon, one of the gals brought us the red velvet one with the icing in the middle.
Oh, my God.
It was heaven.
That looks good.
Yeah.
You know, my day was really bad until I had that.
Now your day is better, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yep. See, now my day is better.
You should just go by and get some crumble cookies. Just get a little box like that for you and your wife. When the kids go to bed, y'all share that.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes you got to do that. You know, when you got kids, they want every goddamn thing.
Yeah. Right.
As soon as you open it up, they're like, oh,
okay. You're the last one to get everything.
Yeah, exactly. It's always the kids. So, you know, for kids, just get everything, you know.
Have you guys seen that meme floating around online where this mom is eating an ice cream? A sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
And the ice cream sandwich is in between two pieces of lettuce. And her kids are sitting around, and the kids don't want it because it's lettuce, but right. She's secretly eating ice cream.
It's ice cream, though.
Like a bunch of vultures.
I saw one, too, that was really funny. It was a kid asking the mom, what's it like to be a parent? So she woke him up at 3 in the morning and said, my sock fell off.
That sounds about right. It really does.
That does sound about right.
Oh, that's torture.
He has young kids. You have, how old are your kids?
1 and 4.
So 1 and 4. And your kids, how old?
My daughter just turned 11.
Wow.
What's the date today?
It's 15th.
Yesterday. Yeah, 15th. So she just turned 11 yesterday. She
turned 11. Wow.
And then I got a 5-year-old, a 2-year-old, and a month and a half old.
Whew, that sounds like a lot of trouble, man. You know? And Alan has like a lot of animals at home.
Yeah, I guarantee at our house there's probably around 20 animals.
Wow.
Yeah, he's got like a bunch of dogs.
3 dogs and 4 cats that are our own.
Yeah, they foster
My wife
animals.
Does Journey Home Animal Rescue.
Yeah, oh, cool. Yeah, that's awesome.
I keep forgetting about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to have Journey. Can we get Journey up here or something?
I've been telling my wife that.
We should just get her up here next show or something like that.
Well, my wife's really too busy to do it, but I told her, like, I'd love to have my wife on to talk
about it. What if we bring some dogs here and too and everything?
No, that's too much chaos.
No, that'd be kind of cool. Dogs here, and we could get people to come by and see the dogs to adopt the dog.
Well, right now, the Circle of Friends, I mean, they're doing their, like, $1 million lock-in.
They're never
going to be there until 2028.
Yeah. 25 at the latest, just make half
a
million.
What are they doing?
It's $1 million lockout just to raise money. I'm sorry. I would never have picked $1 million. Like, I hope they make all that money, it's going to go towards a good cause, but like, pick a more reasonable number. Because pick 100,000. That's more reasonable.
Yeah, yeah. That's more reachable.
$1 million?
$1 million.
You better have some fucking hidden wealthy friends hit everywhere you go.
No, I agree.
Because not everyone's going to, no one's going to divvy up that money because everything just costs too much. Now.
Yeah, I feel bad for them because they're like, they're out there sitting in the cold.
They're lucky December.
They're getting more donations for firewood than they are for
money. I mean. They're lucky December's been really nice to them so
man.
Far.
The weather's been great, man. I can't lie. The weather the weather right now is like amazing. I'm
on wood for that one.
We know it's not going to last, but man, is it lasting pretty long right now?
It is in the typical El Nino pattern right now.
I love it. Well, we're going to get our asses kicked in January. Yeah, we're fucked. Yo.
It like, could be. Well, I think it's still continuing. I think the El Nino pattern is still like a strong El Nino, and it's going to continue through.
I'm good. I hope so. Yeah. You know what?
I'm okay with having around Christmas. I grew up with that younger as a kid in California and Florida.
Yeah,
and Hawaii. I grew up with that, I'm not mad about it.
Okay with
mild
no
temperatures.
Snow.
I'll take 30s. Yeah. 30s is awesome.
Yeah. You can still wear shorts and a hoodie. You're still good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would wear shorts in this weather. Yeah. Why not?
So
what we got going here?
So Well, I'll grab some beer in a second. Okay. What do you want to do? Do you want to do the double or do you want to do the autumn IPA?
Do the double.
Okay.
Do the double. The double's good, man. Yeah. The double's a good beer. Like, I mean, it's definitely kick ass. The double's good. That's for your wife.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, thank you so much.
She's going to love this.
Yeah.
Your wife likes dark beer?
Yep.
I didn't know that, yeah. Okay, I got some stuff too at home.
Yeah. I'd be interested to see, like, out of all the double beers, and all the styles, which styles have more double.
Oh, shit. Sorry. Right.
Oh, you're going to. Rob is going to kick.
You got he's going to be really mad.
Whose stuff is that?
Rob. That's our ads.
Oh, damn it. Oh, let's let that. Yeah, give me a towel or something.
Yeah, if I had a towel.
Shit.
That's all right.
Sorry, guys.
Damn you, Alan. That was my fault. I pulled it away. Yeah.
But I'd like to know, like, the stats of out of all the styles of beer, which ones have more doubles out of all the styles? I think it'd be something interesting to look up.
That would be interesting, yeah. You know, I don't know. Do we have lots of doubles, Uzi Allen? No, right?
Not too many doubles. No, you get really. The more doubles you get, they turn into pastry stouts.
Yeah, they do.
Like stouts, yeah. I think West Coast and East Coast, I do doubles.
Oh, for in beer in general, IPAs.
Yeah. But I wonder if there's any other styles, like other than those styles, where it's like an odd style where you wouldn't expect to see a double.
Right.
I feel like I might have seen a double wheated somewhere.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
That would surprise me,
especially with Sierra Nevada, because they do a wheat wine.
Yeah, so that's
where I think of the double wheat is, like in that essence.
I made a double wheat once before, and it was like very boozy.
Yeah,
it was boozy.
That's why I think it turns into a wheat wine.
Yeah.
So, do you think you ever make will you ever make a barrel aged beer?
The Zero Dark 30 is supposed to be when I homebrewed it.
Okay.
I put some whiskey barrel chips in there, so you get like the barrel age the whiskey. I love the. Taste of bourbon. I think bourbon's awesome.
I love bourbon. Yeah.
And especially stouts that have it, but as being his first beer and we're a startup, we can't afford to do that. So I think we're going to do this one without the barrel age. I think at some point in the future, we're going to have some limited releases where we do barrel aged out of
like
it.
Yeah, I like that. I
would just do like a 5 gallon batch and just once it's gone, call it good.
Yeah.
Because
you
don't want to sit on that for too long.
Oh, no. It's going to be, you know, probably like 20 to 30% more expensive.
Absolutely.
You know?
No, people don't realize that how expensive it is to have a brewery, to make beer.
The equipment's super expensive. Oh, I know. Like, all the ingredients are super expensive. You got to pay for shipping.
And so with that, that's how Bemidji started too. So they started in 2011.
Right.
And they started with a Kickstarter. And they got like $17,000 right away for their Kickstarter.
Right.
It was started by... a couple from Bemidji State from Bemidji State.
Right.
And it's Justin Budd.
Right.
And his wife, Tina Canny.
Right.
And then Tom and Megan Hill. So those are the two couples that own Bemidji. Bemidji.
Okay. Yep. Yeah.
So they got a crowdfund or a Kickstarter of $17,000 to start up the production. Yeah. And it started off as a co-op with like a grocery store.
Nice. Interesting.
Yeah. So they started off like a very small production, and 2012 was their launch to everything, and it went over with a huge success throughout the company. So it had a like 0.75 barrel system.
Nice.
And they were just turning out beer left and right.
Nice.
And then
they're doing pretty well over there.
It was a half barrel brewing system they first started off with. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. That is amazing.
Nice.
Yeah. My vehicle is actually 0.75
barrel or a 25 gallon system.
Okay.
Wow.
And then, the partnership with the co-op grocery store with that. And then it eventually turned into what they have as, like, they finally got enough money to have a facility and turn it over. And, like, they turned it over very well in a few years. I'm trying to just read as fast as I can because this is a lot of history on
that.
Take your time.
But, you know, so how do you think? How does Bemidji do? You think they do well?
They do very well. So they started in 2011 and 2012.
Right.
So they're over 10 years old now.
Oh, they're doing pretty good. For them. I mean, stick around that long. I mean, you look online. I don't know if you look online a lot, but I'm always watching beer breweries all over the country open, close, close.
So a lot are closing. Like, this is the first year.
This all started, it's been a decline.
Yep.
It's been a huge decline.
Well, and that's where they started. So, like, after 3 years in 2014, they moved to a 3-barrel system.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So, what year was that again?
2014, they went to a 3-barrel system.
Wow.
Cool.
Yeah.
So then after that, it took them a while. In 2015, they upgraded to a 15-barrel.
Wow.
And their flagship is German Blonde. That's what pays their bills.
Yo, the German Blonde is.
But that's what flies. Like, everyone loves that. Yeah. That is their water of Bemidji.
Have you ever had a German Blonde?
If I have, I guess I remember. But yeah,
the German Bond's good.
Okay.
It's a good beer. It's actually a good beer. Actually, it's a favorite of a lot of people in the area. They like it. I will definitely give it a try. It's a smooth beer. It's a good, easy drinking. It's smooth. I think it's a good beer. Yeah. It did a good job with that.
Yep. That'll be on tap tonight, too, over at the German Blonde. Yep.
So what will be on tap tonight, Alan?
So I got German Blonde.
Yeah.
I've got just their IPA.
Yep. The winter IPA?
Their winter IPA and their IPA. Their actual.
Yep.
So they do seasonal. So they have a spring, summer, winter, and fall IPA.
So the winter IPA?
Yep. And then the IPA. And then they'll have, I brought in their espresso porter.
Yep.
And then their double porter.
Yeah. I love both of those.
By the way, what are we drinking here again?
Oh, I cracked open another double porter.
Which one's this one?
This is the Bemidji double porter.
Bemidji. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, was this the same one from before?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I thought it was a different one.
Sorry. No, yeah. I wish they would make their peanut butter one so I could just bring a can of that.
That was a good beer. Yeah, I remember. Yeah. I remember when they did the peanut butter, and I remember when they did the double porter with the coconut in it.
Yep,
so good. Yeah,
But ever since Bemidji has been going, they've been nonstop brewing left and right, off their production series,
right?
And they finally have their own spot behind behind the bar 209 and the Red Stew.
I love the rest, too.
It's about a block or two behind them, and it's their own tap room and brewery there. And they still are across the street, I think, from the co-op, too.
Have you guys been to Bemidji? Red Stew, amazing food. Me and Alan ate there before. Fucking amazing breakfast.
Yeah, their whole building on the outside is nothing but just mustaches around.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's actually Bemidji's a cool town. Yeah. Man.
And the guys that own Red Stew are the same ones that own 209 that are connected to each other. And the tap room Chop House up in Bemidji, too.
Yeah, they own all that stuff, yeah. Yeah, actually, it's a nice town. I don't mind Bemidji. Usually, I only stop there when we're passing through. But we pass through and we hang out.
Like, I like CK Dugley's out there. Good food out there. Rutgers.
Yeah.
Awesome resort. Awesome bar inside. And they have an outdoor patio bar, too. It's really great.
Absolutely.
Out on the lake.
Oh, I love it. Staying in a hotel overlooking the lake.
Yep.
It's freaking amazing.
Keg and Cork, awesome Irish pub there. And they have Bridget's, another Irish pub that's really good. They have good food there, too. Oh.
No, Bemidji's a nice town.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys spend any time there. You spend any time there, Paul?
I hate Bemidji.
You don't like Bemidji? Why not?
For one thing, it's nothing but one way, so you don't know where the hell you're going.
That's the one thing that drives me nuts. It took me a while to figure out how to drive through that thing just because of the one ways.
Yeah. And I mean, they got kind of like a decent downtown, but...
Not really. It's
nothing
really. Small, super small.
Yeah, it's nothing to brag about.
There's a Fozzie's at the barbecue place there.
Yeah.
Pretty decent.
That's good.
I think they close everything down at 1 p.m.
Yeah. Minnesota rule. Done by 1.
Why? Yeah. Why is that?
Minnesota rule. Like, you can pay the extra money to go to 2 a.m. for a license, but more kids just walking by.
Well, no. Actually, the kids are cute, but
You know, Bemidji has the highest crime rate in Minneapolis.
No,
in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Bemidji?
Really? Yeah.
Crookston's up there. So
well, you know what? Bemidji, they do have a jail there. What's it called again? What's the county? What's that county? Yeah, Beltrami. So Beltrami correctional facility there. I do have a couple of friends that work there.
They're
pretty busy.
They're right on a reservation.
Yes, isn't it kind of sucky that when there's a reservation close by, there's a lot of crime? Mm-hmm. It's almost like the projects almost.
Yeah,
it's fucked up.
The one thing I like there, there's a restaurant downtown there. It's a hot dog restaurant.
A hot dog restaurant?
Yeah, it's cool as hell. They just do awesome hot dogs, and they have an outdoor patio and everything.
I love that.
And I miss about Arizona? Sonoran dogs.
What is it?
Sonoran dogs.
Sonoran. Sonoran dogs.
Yeah, they're amazing. It's a hot dog. They're wrapped in bacon usually, and they kind of have like a little bit like a southern twist to it. So,
you know what? I'm not a pork eater. I don't eat any pork. It's a long story. We'll go there someday. I'll explain my life to you. But I don't eat any pork. But at the Pork and Brew, is it all pork?
All pork.
There's no chicken?
I think Bemidji is like a fancy Devil's Lake.
Is that what it is?
I would say that.
Really?
That's pretty fair. Except for Bemidji is a little bit more spread out, though.
Yeah, but, I mean, Bemidji has a lot more going on. Yeah. And it's a lot, you know, they got a lot more like.
Well, then they have the Sanford Center out there. So they host a lot of big, they get concerts and a lot of events. They got a really good hockey team out there.
I remember I lived in Devil's Lake. I hated it.
Yeah.
I didn't
but at least Devil's Lake is a fucking butthole.
Yeah. It's I'm sorry, man.
Don't they have like an amazing steakhouse there?
The ranch.
Yeah,
that's
one of
the like that's been labeled as like the best in the state.
Yeah, I almost want to just go out there.
It's amazing.
To try it.
Yeah, no, oh, no, the restaurant's amazing.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's expensive as hell, but it's amazing.
I don't care.
You'll pay the $200 for a good night for a good evening for you.
No, this is why I say Devil's Lake is a butthole. If you go to Devil's Lake and you're downtown, it's a butthole.
Yeah,
and then you travel 15 miles in any radius around it, and it's a vagina.
Oh, that's perfect.
Seriously.
It's true, yeah. It's true.
There is so much money there, but it's all on the outskirts of Devil's Lake.
It's true. Look at the golf course out there, which is nice, and look at the resort that you can see across from the golf course out there.
Go look at some of the houses over by Woodland Lodge.
Yeah.
And I mean, you're talking about multi-million dollar houses out there.
I've been out there to deliver Red Bull, and I've seen them where did you get this, and where did it come from?
Yeah. Exactly. And then they drive into town, and they go to the fucking butthole Levers and everything else that they got to deal with in the butthole town of Devil's Lake.
Oh, yeah. You know what? It's funny, but at the beginning of the month in Devil's Lake, it's check month. You know, they all get their welfare checks, everybody from the reservation and shit. So they all drive into town to go to Levers to go to the soup to buy food.
And the first and the 15th.
Yeah, and the police wait outside, and everybody who has warrants, they arrest. True story.
Oh, that's awesome.
You can just sit there and be like, oh, yep, got another one. Yep, got another one. You know?
Hey, you know, fishing is a big thing in Devil's Lake.
Yep. It is, huh?
It really is.
Really?
It really is. Fishing is huge.
I was,
just fishing for them warrants.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I used to work there, and I used to do 911. I was a dispatcher there. And I swear to God, people would be calling from the reservation, and they would be like, oh, hi, this is so-and-so, and my baby daddy just left here, and he owes on child support. He's driving a blue Jeep, license plates, blah, 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 blah.
So
when he gets to town, you know, get him arrested, and I would, you know, call it into the next, you know, PD guy available. Hey, you know.
That's amazing.
And then they'd be waiting. As soon as the guy's driving to town, whoop, pull him over.
Oh, God.
Got a couple of, you got. So what happens is that the guy just left having sex with his baby mama. And because he left, baby mama calls us, tells us he's coming into town and to grab him and put him in jail now.
Is it because she had that nut cleared and she's now thinking like, oh, he sells me money?
Yes. She's like, I got me some, but now I think he needs to go to jail and learn his lesson.
My baby needs the money now.
Yeah, my baby. It's stupid, man. This is stupid.
Oh my God.
You have no idea. You have no idea how often that happens, like in towns, like around here and Devil's Lake. People call the dispatch and be like, yeah, my baby daddy, Alan Kirkaby, he ain't paid his child support, and he's going to be driving down the street in a couple of minutes. Y'all should get him.
Crap.
And I swear to God, they'll get you too, yo.
I'm going to make sure to be incognito for that.
I know, right? Could you imagine, man? That'd just be embarrassing.
Oh, God. That'd be embarrassing. That's so bad.
I couldn't imagine paying. Well, I had to pay a lot of child support, but anyway. I mean, sometimes you got to just pay. You got to bite the bullet, right?
Yeah.
You got to pay. I mean, you got a kid, you got to pay it. But I was lucky enough, you know, not to pay too much. I'm sure I paid six figures, though.
I believe it.
Yeah, I got the receipt at home. I got the, when I got the final receipt when I was done paying my child support, I'm going to frame it. I still haven't framed it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to frame it, though. I think it's a good idea.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So what time is this event starting tonight?
It's going to start in probably 20 minutes.
20 minutes. And who's going to be there from Bemidji?
So I got Steph. She's the sales manager for Bemidji Brewing.
Okay.
So she'll be at the event. And we got our two brand new brand ambassadors for Bemidji Brewing that are going to be there.
Okay. So Steph will be there.
Yep. The two new ones are Bill and Alicia Pluth. I've known them for a long time. They're amazing people. They're both retired military, too.
Do I know them?
Yeah, you know them.
I know Bill and Alicia.
Yeah.
What branches?
Oh, really?
I don't remember.
Maybe they'll Air be Force? There.
Yeah.
Maybe Air Force, I think, Bill and
maybe. Yeah. Maybe something and something
what
else.
What do they do for Bemidji?
They're going to be just there representing the beer, selling it, and sampling it.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen them forever.
Yeah, they just got hired on as brand ambassadors.
I didn't even know that.
Damn, this is good. I love a peanut butter cookie.
I was just saying,
good, right?
I was going to ask you if you just grabbed the peanut butter one.
Yeah. I love peanut
those
butter
cookies. Those
cookies
are good, man. Fuck, they're delicious. Yeah. I think they were like $15.
Yeah.
But it was worth it.
But yeah, like I said, they'll be there. They're going to be Bill's. Alicia's going to learn how to sample at Happy Harry's, I think, right now, if right. not you know, 4 o'clock.
So what are they doing? They're going to be pouring beer?
Sampling beer. She's going to like get people. She's there doing a little stand and tasting over at Happy Harry's on 32nd. So okay. they're going
to
be.
Stop out there and look, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sampling the beers. Alicia will be there. Billy's going to be with me over at Sinbin. So we're going to be chit-chatting, just sampling beers out there and getting people to buy some beer from us and enjoying the night.
I'll be there. I'll be there most of the night. So, yeah. Yeah, we're just going to be hanging out. Are you coming by at all? No?
I'll stop by. Yeah.
Come on by Sinbin. Bring the wife if you got time. I don't know if you guys probably don't have
a sitter. Yeah, we don't have a sitter right now, yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. I get it. No, I get it. You know, we'll send some beer home for her or something like that. Yeah. What does your wife usually drink?
She likes the wheats.
She likes the wheats?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Something a little bit less beery.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we had to. What did we have? Shiner last week, right? Yeah. Shiner, you ever had Shiner beer?
Yeah, it's good.
Shiner's
yeah.
awesome, right? Yeah, we had Shiner. That was amazing, actually.
So I got the okay from Rob there to do an event with at the K for the second time tap event there on January 19th.
Right, that's the day before Pork and Brew. Yep. What beer are we gonna do that
so time? I'm gonna have Michael Maxwell back up from Shiner. Ooh. And I had Michael Lewis from Deschutes, so it's a duel.
Oh, so Deschutes and Shiner.
It's Battle of the Michaels.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. So here's my other question.
Well, sorry. I booked another one too.
Which one?
January 18th at the Moose with Fulton.
18th?
Yep. That's a Thursday.
I think I'm off that day.
So I'm lining up everyone left and right here for this. I'm going to shoot them all down in one weekend. So
I had to take off that weekend because I don't know if I even got it off yet, but I probably will. But the 19th, 20th, and 21st?
Yep.
But I'm already off the 17th and 18th.
Oh, sweet.
So I'm off like 5 days.
Hell, oh, man.
I'm off like a week. Yeah. Actually, I'm off a week. I'm off from Wednesday to Wednesday.
Hell yeah.
So nice. A whole week I'm off work. Well, partying like a rock star.
Well, and so the nice thing is, too, when Michael Maxwell was here from Shiner,
yes,
we stopped in at Skies.
Yes.
So now the all the Van Hotel's officially open and ready to run.
I've seen that, yeah.
So we're in a. We talked to Nate, and I love Nate. He's the general manager there for the bar and everything.
Yeah.
So we're going to do a little, we're going to bring in some Shiner on tap there and sample some beers there of the Twin Dream double IPA from them.
Nice. I like it.
Yeah, so we're just going to put on tap and buy some beers for some people.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool. Yep. So here's my other question, Mr. Steven. Where can everybody find your beer at?
So the major like Happy Harry's, the Rock, Right Spot. So they carry us there.
Okay.
And then we have restaurants and bars throughout towns like Brick and Barley, the K.
Yes.
And then we're on cycle over there at Jail Beers.
Okay.
So we're still looking out.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Smooth.
Well, and I talked to Nate too. I gave him your card. He is interested. He just wants some samples.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yep.
Yeah, I plan on dropping some by.
He's got rotators. He's willing to take on anything.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. See? Yeah. That's what we do. We support local, you know, anything going on in our town.
Yeah, because you're on tap over at Ellie's Ivy, too.
Yep. Yeah, I forgot about
that. Ellie's Ivy? Scott
you got over there is really
your,
cool
you
guy.
Got your Libby Lager there, too?
Yep. I know Casey at the Frog. That's my account, too. I'll to sell, too. So he more likely would take on something like that since it is local.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah, we're brewing on 26. We're doing 20 barrels of Liberty Lager.
Nice,
sweet. Yeah, let's get it out there, man. You know what? Whatever you need, if you need any help with anything, just don't be ever afraid to ask. Whatever you need help with, I'm sure we'll be able to help.
Yeah, I got my hands in this town.
Yeah, so Alan's the guy around here, bro.
I stick my hands in a lot of the bars and places I work with, and I just help them out as much as possible.
Yeah,
really appreciate it.
Yeah, Alan's the guy. Somebody that knows everybody in that scene. Alan knows everybody, and I know them because of him.
They are also taking sponsorships.
Yep. Oh, yeah. he's a businessman. He's a businessman.
We will throw a lot more love out too. Just so we can tell everyone about more promotions and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here at Grand Forks.
I'd like to talk afterwards.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. See, Steve wants to buy some ads. See that? There we go. It's a start. You know, honestly, just think about it. For you to put your beer on regular radio. Right, you pay for the ads. They play the ads. Know when they play them? When everybody's asleep. Right. Nobody's awake.
Right.
They play them at 2 in the morning. And who the hell is up listening to radio at 2 in the morning?
Well, and so I saw the Ugly Sweater Christmas, the pop crawl thing.
Yeah.
I saw them on the Electronic Billboards.
Yeah.
And now I see why you're, it makes more sense to just do it through you because it's not, that's insanely expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have more reach than an ad that just sits there.
Yeah, and we also have the.
I saw them on like four billboards. Yeah. Like that's got to be pricey.
And it stays forever. It stays forever online.
Yeah.
It's always there.
Yep. No one else listening that late is like the guys doing overnight shift or.
Yep.
That's pretty much about it.
Oh yeah.
I don't understand that, man. Radio is dead to me. I don't think it's still.
That's why I have Spotify. Like I don't listen. I listen to radio if I'm driving because sometimes my Bluetooth and my Spotify don't disconnect because of shitty wireless, shitty internet.
Well, yeah. This is funny to me too because like these radio stations and stuff,
right?
They're selling these programmatic ads where they're saying we're going to put you on advertising on a podcast,
right?
But they're not actually putting you as an advertiser, like an endorsement on the podcast. Right. They're doing it just like a radio ad. So like iHeart, they can geo-target, make a, you know, to the area.
Right.
And make it so that, you know, if you're listening to Joe Rogan,
right,
you're going to hear a radio or your advertisement before the Joe Rogan podcast.
Right.
For anybody that's in that region.
Yep.
But again, it's just like radio where you hear it once and it's gone. Mm-hmm. So it's just nothing but impressions.
Yeah.
Where it's not Joe Rogan is actually promoting you or doing your ad.
No. Nope.
He's doing his actual ads like during his show. They're just injecting this before the fact, and then people just fast forward through it. They don't want to hear it.
About that shit, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie. I've done that. So
yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
you know, I do it all the time.
Yeah.
I don't care about the ads. I just want to see the show.
Right.
So if the people doing the show is not talking about it,
right,
what's the point?
Yeah, but they're playing it off like they're actually getting their ads played during the podcast of that show, which is a total freaking lie.
Right.
All they're doing is they're making it like injected on their app.
Right.
While you're listening. So now you're getting triple the ads. You know? Crazy. Because you got the one that plays like a radio advertisement and then it's gone. That's an impression.
Right.
And then you got the actual like host doing the show and he's doing his ad that he's doing during his show that he gets paid for.
Right.
Yeah, it's so asinine.
Yeah. What can you do?
They're all so freaking corrupt.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's radio, man. Radio's, you know, it's all about the dollar bill completely. Anyway, yo, this is the episode 17, Alan.
Yep. Bemidji and
Delight. Bemidji and Delight.
Then man, I rushed that one, not to thank
you. The Delight was you. So you're the Delight. Yeah. Bear Arms Brewing is a Delight. Yeah.
Awesome.
You made a great, your Liberty Lager is amazing. And whatever you need, whatever kind of help you need with anything, please don't hesitate to ask. We will help you.
That's what I get for rushing, putting up a name without thinking too long.
Yeah.
So I just put the two things together.
Yeah. Bemidji and Delight. So it's episode 17. It's the Brew Brothers Podcast. I'm Shannon Shell. That's Alan Kirkaby.
I'm Alan Kirkaby, guys.
And this is Mr. Stephen Miller. And that's Paul, our producer. And I guess we're out, right, Paul?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
See you guys tonight at the Sin Bin.
Yeah.